We're all about local agriculture on WEKT. Let's check in with the Todd County Extension Office.
Good afternoon, Todd County. This is Joshua Clausen coming to you from WEKT. And today, we're talking about a great lineup of family and consumer science programs happening at the Todd County Extension Office in the months of January and February. To fill us in, we've invited Jill Harris from the Extension Office. Welcome in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about the new year. Our staff and volunteers have planned some great learning opportunities for families, adults, and youth.
Well, let's jump right in. I saw something on your schedule called Yogada Try This. Tell us about it.
That's an unusual name. Yogada. It's supposed to be Yogada, but it's actually yoga. So it's we're having that class on January 6th. We're hosting Yogada Try This. It's an introductory session all about yoga. So whether you're completely new or looking to ease into the new year with movement and relaxation, you know, it is the new year and a lot of people start out physical activity in the new year, then you might want to come to our class. It's a great place to start.
Well, what a great way to begin the year. And we've got something for the brain, too, with the WITS workout.
Yes, WITS workout again. It's a fun six-session series, and it starts on Friday, January 6th at 10 a.m., and it will run for 6 weeks on Fridays. Each week, we'll do brain-boosting activities to help keep minds sharp. It's also fun and social and great for adults of all ages.
Well, let's turn our attention to some things for the kids. Your Junior Homemakers program, right?
That's right. On January 15th, Todd County Homemakers is offering a junior homemakers class. We've had three already. We've had two already. So this is our third one. And this class is on table manners and table setting. It's for youth in the fourth grade and up. It's hands-on. So we'll actually teach them how to set tables. We'll teach them how to practice using their table manners. And it's a great confidence builder, especially, you know, just think about, have I ever been to a conference at a banquet and I didn't know which fork to use or what to do when I sit down? So we're going to teach them those kinds of things. Donna Kaufman, she's a homemaker member and a retired teacher, and she's leading the junior homemaker sessions. This one will be hands-on, and we're going to practice all that good stuff and get ready for our tea party on March the 19th.
Oh, I know that's going to be a blast. And for the adults who cook for just themselves or a partner, you have a special class coming up as well.
We sure do. I'm partnering with my nutrition education program assistant, and we're offering a program called Meals for One or Two. We're doing that on January 5th, and we have two classes, one at 10:30 and one again at 5:30. We're going to demonstrate recipes, talk about planning ahead and budgeting, show you how to reduce waste, and we're also going to do a little taste testing in that class, too.
Well, sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I love this next title, mainly because I have not renewed my passport. So I like the fact that we're not leaving the country for this next one.
Exactly. We're having a class on January 28th called Traveling the World Without Leaving Your Kitchen. This is actually a series that I'm considering doing, so we'll see how this first class goes. Participants will explore global flavors, so we'll pick a certain country and we'll learn how to prepare dishes inspired by that different cultures, and you don't have to have your passport.
Woohoo! And February also bringing some delicious classes like pretzel baking.
Yes, on February 3rd, we're offering a pretzel baking class. Well, actually two classes. We're offering it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and again at 5 o'clock. Folks will learn how to make soft, homemade pretzels from scratch. It's fun, it's hands-on, and it's perfect for all skills levels. So this is pretty much a beginner class. And we're also going to make some quickie and easy dips for the pretzels just in time for Super Bowl.
Go sports. And, you know, cooking doesn't get any easier than one-pot meals. I'm all about those.
Exactly. Keep it simple. Our Cook Together, Eat Together class on February 12th is going to focus on one-pot meals. So what Cook Together, Eat Together is a series. So if it goes over, we have good attendance, then we may offer more classes in the series. But we have sessions at 10:30 and 5:30, and it's perfect for anyone who's looking to simplify mealtime while still eating well. And one of my favorite recipes from that is a enchilada chicken and rice or something like that. It's very, very good.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time. And, well, we're wrapping things up. You have a sewing event at the end of February that's got quite an interesting name as well.
Yeah, how about the names today? Yes, on February 23rd, we'll host a potato chip quilt class. What a name for a class. It is a fun quilting project. Great for beginners or seasoned quilters looking for something new. So we started with our t-shirt class back in November, and it's led to a group of people wanting to do some more things like quilting. So I'm not really sure how this class got its name, but it's also called a scrappy class because you use scraps of fabric. They don't have to match. And some people call it a scrappy quilt. So we'll see how it goes over. It's February 23rd, and it's all day. It'll start at 9 and wrap up 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Well, what a lineup. We've talked about yoga, cooking, sewing, and more. Something really for everyone.
We hope so. And anyone who's interested in any of these classes, we have a newsletter getting ready to go out next week, or I have a list of prepared events. And I'm also going to send my flyers over to the radio station so you can see the flyers on your website. And, or you can just call the extension office at 270-265-5659. I'd be glad to answer any questions or sign people up for classes.
Well, sounds good. Thanks for joining us today and sharing these exciting opportunities. And you can view those on our website at wektradio.com under the community calendar or on the WEKT app as well. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you.
For more information, contact the Todd County Extension Office at 270-265-5659.